W1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. One of Major League Baseball's top stars, Shohei Ohtani, is without his interpreter as the Dodgers take on the Padres in Seoul, South Korea right now. ABC's Andrew Dimbert explains why.
The Dodgers yesterday fired Ohtani's longtime friend and interpreter, Ipe Misuhara, after he allegedly stole more than $4 million from Ohtani to pay off gambling debts. Misuhara allegedly placed wagers with an illegal sports book in California. ESPN reviewed bank information it says shows Ohtani's name on two $500,000 payments made last year.
Dozens of Americans have been evacuated by helicopter in Haiti, but officials say nearly 1,600 more are still trying to get out. Idaho police are still looking for an escaped prison inmate and an accomplice who broke out of custody on Wednesday. President Biden once again announcing a multi-billion dollar student loan forgiveness program. To qualify, you'll have to work in certain jobs like teaching, firefighting, or nursing. And you must have been making payments for at least a decade. This is ABC News. Security breach at a Utah airport. A man able to sneak on a plane using just his phone. ABC's Rhiannon Alley explains.
Authorities say 26-year-old Wycliffe Florizard took photos of boarding passes on passengers' phones at the airport in Salt Lake City, then used an image to gain access to the plane. Flight attendants, just before takeoff, realized he did not have a valid ticket. ABC News has learned Florizard was booked on two standby flights that were full. So he tried getting on that Delta flight, telling authorities he was just trying to get home.
More kids are being diagnosed with ADHD. A new study now says cases are up 2.5% compared to 2019. It's not clear, though, if there are actually more cases or just more being uncovered. Luxury brand Hermès now facing a new lawsuit in California over the famous Birkin bag. The lawsuit accuses it of breaking antitrust laws by withholding sales of the handbags unless customers bought other things like shoes, scarves, or jewelry. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
No matter our background, race, or zip code, all Wisconsinites want elected officials who will champion our rights, hear our voice, and fight to improve our beautiful state. On April 2nd, vote for local officials, judges, and the presidential nominee who best fits your values. Visit vote411.org to learn about the candidates and questions that will be on your ballot. So let's come together and voice our vote on April 2nd to create a better Wisconsin for everyone. Native American issues are human issues. Join Robert Plant with Native Roots for their program Awake at their new time of 9 p.m. Mondays through Fridays. Awake is proudly sponsored by Wisconsin Community Health Representatives.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehow. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A former Milwaukee election official has been found guilty of election fraud when she used fake names to get multiple military absentee ballots. A jury found Kimberly Zabata guilty on Wednesday. They rejected claims by her attorney that she's a whistleblower exposing gaps in the state's voting system. She was basing those assumptions on proven false conspiracy theories stemming from the 2020 presidential election. She could go to prison for up to 5 years. Wisconsin is set to get new electric vehicle charging stations. Governor Evers signed a duo of bills making it easier for gas stations to open the charging stations and sending nearly $80 million federal dollars to help build them. The funding is designed to build vehicle chargers that can fully charge a car in less than an hour. The funding will support building 65 charging stations across the state. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
The Bucks lose in Boston. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks lost to the Celtics 122-119. Milwaukee trailed by 15 for most of the game, but closed to within a point in the final minutes. Head coach Doc Rivers after the game.
Yeah, it was one of those games where they kept getting the lead. We kept fighting back. So you love that. We did keep fighting. You know, we end up shooting the ball better than them tonight. I thought our zone was really effective. Mixing back zone man. Just it made them hesitate what they were running.
Tonight it's the Bucks and the Brooklyn Nets in Milwaukee at Fiserv Forum. March Madness, the Wisconsin Badgers getting ready to take on James Madison University, 8:40 tomorrow night. Head coach Greg Gard on what stands out on the tape.
The diversity and the depth that they play with, about nine guys, and you can tell they've got, you know, Friedel has been around the game. Bickerstaff's been around the game. Edwards, they're all older guys.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
We have some snow on the way late tonight and tomorrow. We could end up with about 3 to 5 or 6 inches of accumulation by the time it all winds down later Friday. Today, partly cloudy, 34. Snow will start by late tonight, 23. Snow, 36 tomorrow with even more snow on the way late this weekend into early next week. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 15.
Thursday on Nightlight, I welcome comedian Vince Moranto. It's Nightlight from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
From the home of the frozen tundra, Green Bay's choice for news talk, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay, and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest-serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Happy Thursday morning. As we've said many times before, the greatest day of the week.
Thursday! Every day is a great day.
Friday's too close to Monday. So you had Thursday, and then you just kind of, you know, slough off Friday.
Thursday is a great day because you're planning
yes.
For the weekend and actually making steps.
Remember we were talking the other day about there'd be certain nights where Thursdays must have been the best. The programmers, the researchers must have found that Thursday must be the most TV heavily watched night. Right, Todd?
They must have, right? Because they put all their eggs in that basket.
Yes. I remember, you know what there used to be? Do you guys remember this? This would be late 60s. It would be like Thursday and Friday night movie of the week, CBS movie of the week.
Yeah.
And sometimes it split up into two parts. So it'd be like an hour show. And then and I still remember the most, two of them that were huge. Okay, that just stand up because it's one of those things I can still remember the next day in the schoolyard at school, and you're in the seventh grade or something. Like, did you watch Bridge Over the River Kwai? That one, and The Man Who Shot Liberty Valance. Remember that one? He shot Liberty Valance. He was the bravest of them all.
Welcome back, Mayor.
Wow, I guess. Jeez, Johnny.
You don't remember that The Man Who Shot Liberty Valance? Jimmy Stewart?
I got to catch up. No, John, I don't. Jimmy Stewart, I do remember him. No, I don't. I don't. We didn't see it. Did you, Todd? Don't make me feel alone.
I didn't see the movie, but of course I know the song.
Well, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Gene Pitney. Remember Gene Pitney?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. He was the bravest. Don't you remember that? Jimmy Stewart? No.
No, John.
No. Okay. All right.
Pretty much the entire movie is just him going,
Uncle Billy, where's your money? You know, that movie, It's a Wonderful Life. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
When you really study it, kind of, he was a jerk.
Just wait now.
Yeah.
Jimmy Stewart was a jerk.
Yes. He was a jerk who acted like a good guy at times, but deep down he was a jerk.
Yeah,
because as soon as the bleep hit the fan, he becomes this terrible, terrible person. True?
Yeah, true.
Okay, so there you go. Yeah.
Mary, right? It wasn't very nice to Mary sometimes.
Not at all. No. And his kid, he yelled at his kid.
Right, that's true.
You know what I mean? It's like, man. So I'm just throwing that one out there.
Okay.
What's your favorite line from that movie?
I don't know.
When Clarence orders like a peach fuzz or whatever, he says, listen, we serve hard liquor to get guys drunk fast. Now, what do you want? Yes. So there you go.
Yeah.
you know. So anyway.
What are you laughing about, yeah, John?
Exactly. I mean, you can't do that to us.
No, you can't. When we're on the radio too, John, what are you laughing about?
He's getting a message or something.
What are you doing?
Okay, so
Would I just okay? So I'm texting Kathy Beck.
Oh,
Kathy Larkin is going to co-host.
Yeah.
And everything I just said somehow popped up into a text to her.
It was voice. Yours. Yeah.
I'm like, what's going on?
You had your phone on.
I don't even know how I did that.
I literally, true story. So I do a lot of the voice to text thing because it's just faster for me, right?
I didn't know you could do that. So I was just in shock. They're just reading that. Like, this is everything. And I just said, she's reciting it back to me.
So like 2 days ago, I'm texting somebody very important information, but I'm taking my dog out to go to the bathroom at the same time so you can multitask. And so I looked down and I accidentally texted back, okay, go poop now.
Wow. Oh my God. That's kind of dangerous.
That's extremely dangerous.
Like
and
calling,
I don't know how I did it. Well, we got a topic to talk about Monday. First topic with Kathy. Wow.
How do you voice text?
I didn't know that existed.
Well, now you know your phone can do it, John.
I know,
you just
right?
have to learn how to be the operator.
Wow. I'm not as technically savvy as people think.
Oh, I don't think they actually do. That's an issue. No,
okay.
I don't think that's an issue.
All right, just throwing it out there. So anyway, how are you doing? You're doing good? Good to have a day off? Sleep in a little bit?
Oh, man. Thank you for the day off. Yeah, I was not feeling well. And
you're going on vacation. You don't want to go on vacation feeling crappy.
Yeah. So, no, I slept a lot. And, lost a little weight because I wasn't feeling good, as I told you yesterday.
Well, okay, but let me say something. You found the calendar when we weighed in the first day.
Yeah.
And you've lost 6 pounds in a year.
Yes.
That's not bad. Well, not even a year.
No,
it's not even a full year.
I don't
yet.
Have the calendar for when we started.
What, that you said 217?
No, that was 2 months later. I don't have June in this book.
All right.
So I got to find that.
But that's good.
We did weigh in day one, so.
Hey, you lose 6 pounds a year. That's not bad.
No.
20 years, you'll be good.
20 years. But
yeah, you missed it yesterday.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot for that. Most uncomfortable of my radio career.
Todd texted me last night and said,
I have these two tough women sitting on both sides of me here.
Oh, man.
Okay. Just pummeling me. You know what I mean? Just, And my pants, I don't have a belt. My belt broke. You ever have a belt break on you?
No.
That's not a good sign when a belt breaks.
No.
But anyway.
Wow.
Yeah. So anyway, so I'm trying to use burpees, and I'm.
How does a belt break? I mean, the buckle broke?
No, it's a cheap one from,
dollar store.
Yeah.
Okay.
So anyway, so I'm trying to hold my pants up literally, and they want me to do these burpees and stuff. So yeah. So then.
Did you take your shoes off?
I don't think so. Did I, Todd?
I don't think so.
I don't think so. Yeah, I did. Yeah, I did.
A little bit.
But Kristen and Carrie Ann took their clothes off. I mean, they were down
They were down to workout. Yeah. I mean, serious workout clothes. I mean, they were like Jane Fonda in a workout video.
Wow. Yep.
I'm not kidding. Yeah. Both of them full, workout stuff.
So they came here with that intent?
Yeah.
Oh. I didn't know that was on the agenda.
And they went, we didn't really either. I would have called in sick.
You would have called in sick, too?
Absolutely.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'll give you a lot of credit for that. Todd said that last night.
Yeah.
Kudos to John.
Yeah.
And how was it?
Good.
No.
Not good.
No memories.
About the way you think it would be.
No. Maybe a little worse.
Maybe worse.
No memories like I can do this?
No.
Like,
no, not
I gotta
at
get,
all.
I got to get back
to
this.
Challenge.
Right. Yeah. Oh, yeah. So get this. Okay. Well, mm-hmm. Here's the deal, though, too, Todd. I'm going to wait till you come back. You know who I texted that said he'd be glad to come on the show?
Who's that?
My ex-CrossFit coach.
Oh, great.
Yes. Awesome. So I'm going to get him on. So here's my prediction.
No. What?
June 20. Why do you sound so strange?
Because I feel like this is... Okay, go ahead,
it's
John.
It's not. It's a good thing.
Okay.
I vow on our one-year anniversary show to do 20 burpees and 20 push-ups.
Okay.
That's huge.
That's big. On the stage, out when we close the street. Okay.
Yes.
That's a lot, John.
I know it is. So I'm throwing it out there. I want to know if you want to challenge it. Match it. You know how I like doing the telethons? This is
a match
IBW Electronics Union 27. Donating $500. And we're challenging all the other local unions to try to top us. We don't think you can.
Some people may not.
What?
Oh, man, that's funny. I've worked a lot of telethons. A lot.
But that was always the big thing up for the UP. The
we usually don't make fun of them.
We're not making fun of them. I'm just, I grew up with that. Everybody would be like, you know, this is United Steelworkers Brotherhood 2742. We're donating $200. And we'd like to put out a challenge to all the other union guys out there. I don't think you can top us, so there you go. We're laying it on the table for you. All right? $200.
And it worked.
It worked, absolutely.
And it did, so that was funny.
Yeah, hey, this is United Mine Workers number 4229. We're not going to match that challenge. We're going over and above it. $220.
Yeah, I was going to say by $20.
Exactly, yes.
Oh, funny. Okay, so what? Are we going to do a fundraiser for something?
No, just a challenge.
Okay, just a personal challenge. I didn't know if you're going to say like $20 if you do it or something, we'd give it. Okay, we can do that next time.
Yes.
All right. So.
Maybe we will, Todd. We'll ask for donations for every burpee and every push-up.
All right.
Max, how's that? Max is 20.
$20?
I mean, that's the max. That's
yeah,
what people
$20.
Are gonna, so what's
they
the risk?
They could say a buck. You know, if I only do seven, they only have to pay $7.
Okay.
Deal,
and
Todd?
Who's going to judge it to see if it's
I'm
going to
my guy, my okay. Well, actually, we could have Carrie Ann.
Sure, Carrie Ann.
We have Carrie Ann.
Okay. Yeah. And then push-ups, too, like on your toes, not on your knees.
No.
Yeah, no. John's thinking, okay. All right.
Oh, by the way, something else. I have to throw in your face a little bit, okay? Good iPhone.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. Wasabi stage. Designated service. What does it mean?
Just keep reading.
Stage crew. Oh, actor of the year.
Ah,
there it is.
Wow. Proof.
We've been talking about it for how long?
Yes.
All right.
So I left it here last.
I can't believe you produced this.
Yeah. Well, I was cleaning my basement. I even put a thing on my Facebook. Did you see that? Yeah. You ever vow to clean your basement and you get nothing done because you find stuff you want to read?
Yep.
I literally did that. I wasted 2 hours.
Wow.
Yes.
I'll give you that's. That's cool.
So, you know what I did? I had this right on the screen for Pete Schwabe for a little guilt trip because he never went after me for those movies he did.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there you go.
Okay. Ooh.
Yes.
Frame it.
Does that look ancient, huh? Yeah. You know, we were thinking about framing it. Kristen said that too. Put it right next to your Harvard.
That made an appearance on the show yesterday.
Yes, that made an appearance on the show.
And your vest.
Yeah, your vest did too. Oh, actually, Kristen wants it. She wants that vest.
I've got more.
I awarded her with it. So,
give it to her.
She's going on vacation next week, and she's going to send us selfies from her vacation with the vest.
Oh, okay. Nice.
Where's she going?
Puerto Rico, right?
Yeah, Puerto Rico. What's that?
Okay, you don't really need a vest in Puerto Rico.
No, she's just taking it for the pictures.
You're just kind of like, what was the little guy that used to go places? People take pictures of him?
Waldo.
Waldo, yes. Yeah. It's going to be one of those kind of things. Where's Jim's vest? Maybe we can make that a traveling thing with people. Other people take it and go different places and everything. I think that'd be fun. What do you think?
Sure.
All right. I'm all in.
All right. Yes. I'm impressed, Johnny. I'm almost a loss at words because you kind of make stuff up a little bit as you go along.
Yeah.
And you really produced the certificates of the year.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's cool. Congrats.
Thank you.
Put it next to my Harvard thing because
that's what we're gonna do.
They're both kind of actors.
Two of them already just BS to the certificate.
Right.
Yep. Hey, we're just getting started. We got a lot of important things to talk about today, and we're gonna have a lot of fun. And we might even do a round of Are You Smarter Than a Former Mayor? Mind on the Mayor, getting started here on a Thursday morning. Back after this.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt Nair on air.
Most of us can agree the decision to have an abortion should be between a person and their doctor. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, Senator Tammy Baldwin is standing up for our rights and working to keep politicians out of our medical decisions. After Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights was overturned. Tammy Baldwin introduced the Women's Health Protection Act, which would ensure access to abortion abortion everywhere in the United States, including here in Wisconsin. The bill would end extreme abortion bans that have no exceptions for rape, incest, or the life of the mother, and threaten doctors with criminal charges for providing abortion care. Senator Baldwin also introduced legislation that would protect the right to travel across state lines for reproductive health care and safeguard access to contraception. Call Senator Tammy Baldwin at 202-224-5653. Tell her thank you for fighting back against extreme abortion bans. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Hey, welcome back. Mind on the Mariner, our Thursday morning. It is cold out, people. I mean, it is like legitimately cold. 17 degrees in Green Bay, 21 in Appleton, 2 in Oshkosh? Or is that just cut off?
Yeah, cut off.
That got cut off.
Oh, okay.
So, 22.
23.
23 in Oshkosh. Today is National Memory Day. Okay. You've got a good memory. Todd's got a phenomenal memory.
I've got a good memory for things I was at.
Yeah.
But I don't know if I have a great, great memory for other stuff. It's I'm not one of those people that if I wasn't there, it didn't happen. I'm not like that. But I do have a better memory if I was there. Like I could tell you.
Yeah.
Like the stuff that you and I did 10 years ago. I remember that.
Did you watch Dr. Chad the other night in the last round?
No, I didn't.
It was almost, I don't know if you saw Todd, but I actually switched off because I didn't want to see him lose.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But that one guy was, for those last two nights, he was unbelievable.
Oh, that Florida guy?
He's from Canada,
right? No, there was a guy from, I was reading about the contestants.
He almost looks like he's from India or Middle Eastern.
Right. You said he kind of ran the table pretty quick.
I mean, it was one of those things where he must have gotten some categories that were just his, where it was said, John Mino, 1970s NFL quarterback. And it's like the thing, and he's like just clicking so hard. You know what I mean? It wasn't even like he was just going crazy, just trying to check in every time. And then he couldn't, he was in such a role that he couldn't even spit out the next question fast enough. It was unbelievable.
Wow.
I mean, he just dominated. You could just tell, oh, okay, it's his.
Yeah.
But Dr. Chan, what a phenomenal, what a great thing that was, just for the whole community, to follow somebody like that, such a good guy.
And that, I was just going to say that. It's nice to see anybody from our community be successful, but when they're super nice guys on
absolutely
top of it. Because you see that in sports sometimes.
Oh,
but sometimes they're really nice guys.
Yeah, but I can go on and on and on, all the ones that people think are nice guys.
Right.
Yeah.
But I just think he's so humble, and I talked to him yesterday, as a matter of fact. We're talking about something else. And he's just great, and he's still very involved in the college, too.
Oh, yeah.
He had a meeting there on Friday.
He's awesome. Awesome. So, get him on again, talk about just to wrap
absolutely
it up. I know he's getting slammed by everybody in the world.
He kind of said that.
Yeah.
And we talked about this last week a little bit. I don't know if it's just going to be a thing. Or if he's going to make it a thing.
I don't know. I don't know.
I mean, I know what I would do.
I know what I would do, though. I would offer him the job of hosting Are You Smarter Than a Former Mayor? He can come in once a week and do that.
And the $10 he's going to make. Yeah. Well, I think that guy could really, I just think a school, we were talking about that. I was talking to some friends about that.
Can I just say one thing? You're talking about that. You know, some guys come off. I'll never forget this one guy for the Packers. They just kind of signed him, okay? This is the 80s, so it's not like. And he's like, well, yeah, I'll tell you what. I just thank the Lord that, he blessed me today and blah, blah, blah happened. And, well, I just thank God that, blah, blah, blah. Okay. So I said, hey, can I get you on my show? Blah, blah, blah. He says, yeah, give me a call, to remind me. Okay, thank you. He literally grabbed me and goes, hey, you give that out to anyone else, I guarantee you I'll kick your ass. True story. Right after he did this thing, I just thanked the Lord. I will kick your ass. Yeah. So
I think we I don't know. I'm sure there's a lot of nice people in our community, but Dr. Chen was probably just
can't say enough good things about him.
Old people like him, young kids like
absolutely
him. Right? He's just one of those guys that everybody wants to follow.
They probably wouldn't have allowed this, but you know what would have been cool? We should have at least offered. Give him one of our T-shirts to wear on the show. Green Bay beer, cheese, football.
Yeah,
Todd?
Something tells me they
wouldn't
are pretty restrictive what you
probably
wear on
yeah
Jeopardy, because that's free advertising.
I know.
A lot of people.
But maybe you could just open it up, just had it on the thing. We gotta ask him about
Sounds
that.
Sounds like him and that Jennings guy got along pretty well, too.
Sounds like they got along great.
You know?
Yeah.
So I guess those, what are they? The smart guys get along, so.
But I'm just, it's amazing. We're talking, today's National Memory Day. It's like, I mean, he was coming with some of those answers that I mean, they're not even possible. There's, it's not in my brain, or there could, do people just have greater memories than other people? You know, they say you only use a certain part of your brain. So do those kind of people just use more of their brain? How does that work? It almost seems like there'd have to be so much information up there. It's like incredible. How can some people know so much about so many things?
Yeah, I wouldn't know because I'm not that smart.
I know.
But I would think they categorize things and just really go deep. You know, because like that jazz thing. He just said, look, that was a high school teacher, right? That gave him that project.
And he
said,
recalled everything.
So he just studied jazz musicians.
But
and then,
do they study it or do they just have some special gift where they've just got it? I don't know.
I just think
Let me ask you this. You think anybody could be trained to be that way if they started out a kid when he was like, you know, like the Emperor of China, you know, the last Emperor movie where they starts out at like 3 years old and all the, you know, learns the classics and the whatever. Does everybody's brain pretty much have the capability to do that and we just don't use it as much?
Well, when you take like the LSAT test, right, to get into law school, I mean, that's all comprehension. Like how much are you retaining? It's not like you do a section and move on. It's all retention. And I think some people are just better at that.
Okay.
You're not looking at one
of them. I mean, it's
like
somebody, you know, you get 10 people and one's going to be so much faster than everybody else and one's going to be, it's going to be a big pack of, you know, 4, 5, 6. And I mean, that's it. I've never, I'd like to read something more about that, about a person's mind, how some people can have so much in their brain and be able to recall it and other people can't.
There's Mary Lou Henner. Remember she was on Taxi.
Yeah.
She has exact date and time memory. So if you give her a date like 10 years ago, she will tell you what she wore that day.
Come on.
I don't know what is up with that, but she is able to do that. Or like, yeah, we had lunch 50 years ago. What did you have? Well, I had this and you had that. Like she is very specific with
that. Well, you know, I will say this. Like, Aaron Rodgers can do that with football games. I mean, I remember one time a guy interviewed him about when he was at California or even a junior college and said, you guys were playing so-and-so. Yep, he threw a 47-yard pass to so-and-so, and then so-and-so ran. Then we had a penalty. He can almost recall every game he's ever played.
Yeah, but so can you.
Yeah,
but that's me.
Yeah. That's it. We're talking about Aaron Rodgers. The guy who ran the table on Jeopardy, that Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
But I think Aaron Rodgers, I don't want to make any assumptions here, accusations, but I bet he remembers plays that he was part of.
Well, yeah, that's what I mean.
You know what I'm saying? Whereas you remember plays.
Oh, that I watched or whatever.
That you watched.
Yeah.
And he, maybe more a little bit from an Eagle, that I remember that play because I was in it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do. I totally
Whereas
do.
You
yeah,
study
it
the
makes
game.
More of an impact
right.
when you're experiencing it.
Right.
Yeah. Today also, let's see what else is going on today. Matthew Broderick is 61. Okay, you want to know a Broadway show I would go see? I don't know if you know.
Yeah,
if it's on.
There's two.
The producers.
The producers.
He was him and Nathan Lane?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Remember?
I bet that would have been good.
What's her name? Who was the actress that came in when they made the movie? Not Gwyneth Paltrow. Big blonde. Tall blonde. Not big.
I don't know.
She's from like Germany. And it's like, well, what time can you start? Well, I get up at 6. I exercise at 7. I eat breakfast at 7:30. I have sex at 8. You can start at 8. Yes. I was like, I would love to see the producers.
Yeah.
That's very seldom do you make a play into a good movie. That was a really good movie.
Right.
And Will Ferrell played the crazy Nazi guy then. And I loved that movie.
And... But he's most known for
Matthew Broderick?
Yeah.
For Ferris Bueller.
Yeah,
oh my God.
That's
you like, know what? You
that make, really put
you
him.
Make one, it's like you get one number one hit song.
Right, yeah. Right.
You can live off that.
Yeah. Right?
And
yeah.
You,
with I think movies, you're right.
Yeah.
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 But that was a great movie.
Oh, great movie. Great. Whatever happened to the girl, Sloan, from that movie? I was like,
I don't know. Was she in anything
that's
else
what
after
I mean?
That? I don't know.
Never.
That
never
was,
don't
yeah.
know a single thing.
Yeah.
That always gave me confidence knowing I was kind of geeky in school.
Yeah.
That maybe someday,
yeah,
right?
Absolutely.
It can work.
You're the Sausage King of Chicago? Yes, I am. Mind on the Mayor, back after us. In the morning you go
gunning for the man who stole your... You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Peach Schwabba.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
how to avoid this apocalyptic nightmare? It's to vote. Because at the end of the day, the only thing that will save our democracy is our democracy. America, make your voice heard. Turn away from authoritarianism and vote this November.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
A coincidence on the calendar, driving up prices for lambs and goats this spring. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news for Thursday, and I've got details on that next.
Innovation, that's BioVet. Livestock producers rely on BioVet for microbial and nutritional support. Keeping livestock eating and productive. Make BioVet your trusted partner for your livestock health since 1991. Learn more at biodensevet.com.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
Easter is just around the corner, and while many of us will enjoy that Easter ham, people with cultural and religious celebrations planned will focus on lamb and goat meat. That's according to Abdullah Husseini. He's a commodities broker with the Equity Livestock Sales Association. And he said another coincidence this year is that Easter will overlap with Ramadan. He explains why that's critical.
What's a bit different this year is Easter is coming up right in the middle of Ramadan. So Ramadan is also a market for increased lamb sales. That market also enjoys lamb significantly. And they're also in that lightweight of 60 to 80 pound animals. So we're seeing two different holidays coming into the mix. I've been seeing higher prices on those light lambs. Market lambs are trading around that 170 or so range. And the light lambs are gonna fluctuate from that $2 to $3 range.
Abdullah Husseini, who's a commodities broker with the Equity Livestock Sales Association, he said for those people that prefer to have lamb or goat meat featured during their high holiday celebrations, secure your supply now.
Are you being offered a complete seed treatment package? If your seed treatment doesn't help against soybean diseases like white mold, sudden death syndrome, and rhizoctonia, then it's not complete. Heads Up Seed Treatment offers protection against all of these diseases through its unique mode of action, systemic acquired resistance. Don't get caught off guard in 2024. Get the best defense against the unpredictability of each season by completing your seed treatment package with Heads Up. Visit headsupst.com to learn more.
And the calendar is also causing some adjustments with February milk production. Here in Wisconsin, during February, we produced 2.56 billion pounds of milk. At first blush, it looks like that's a 4% increase compared to a year ago. But if you factor in the leap year influence, our milk production was only up about 1%. Average number of milk cows in Wisconsin during the month of February, 1.27 million head, unchanged from last month and unchanged from February a year ago. There's a quick snapshot on what's happening in food news on a Thursday. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke.
This is the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
We have some snow on the way late tonight, and tomorrow we could end up with about 3 to 5 or 6 inches of accumulation by the time it all winds down later Friday. Today, partly cloudy, 34. Snow will start by late tonight, 23. Snow, 36 tomorrow, with even more snow on the way late this weekend into early next week. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 15.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Sam Neill talked about being at the Jurassic Park premiere in London with his 10-year-old son and sitting next to Princess Diana. Apparently, Sam Neill's son had really bad gas through the whole premiere. His biggest fear was that Princess Di thought it was him, and he didn't say anything. He did not out his son. I think that's so cool.
That's a great dad right there.
That's a great dad.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Mino and the Mayor in the morning, and the talk of Green Bay all day long. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. Can't get enough of Mino and the Mayor? You can watch the show live right now on Facebook. Search for Mino and the Mayor or WGBW or Oshkosh Air Support and see the entire show unfold right before your eyes. Now, back to Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. 15 degrees. It is cold out there today, folks. This segment brought to you by Midwest Restoration, offering 24/7 emergency services for its clients. Full range of services for both residential and commercial properties, including fire damage, water damage, mold remediation, wind and hail damage, biohazard cleanup, graffiti, anything like that. When you've got problems, they are the people to call. You need help, 920-MIDWEST, 920-MIDWEST, MWRestoration.com. They're a phenomenal local company helping out everybody in need. Jim?
All right, we invited two of our guests back here because we want to pick up on where we left off. Laura Nolan and Casey Kalpinski.
Close.
What did you said I had it right.
Kaplzinski.
I have to put the accent on
that. Is that the first time he's ever got a name wrong, Todd?
Yeah, I just, yeah, sorry. I am like.
Let's mark that one down, yeah.
So, anyway.
And we got this great, great singer here, Serene Deloney.
Oh, God. Right. One. Okay, whatever. And these ladies work with the dementia-friendly neighborhoods. And Johnny and I and some of the people from Civic Media went to an event you hosted at ADRC. That was just a great event.
Yeah, that was our kickoff event that we had to kind of just announce that we were going to have this initiative happening in downtown and Navarino neighborhoods. It was very well attended. We were really, really excited about the interest, and it's just been moving forward from there.
And Laura, what are some of the things that people learn there and that they're taking to the marketplace?
Sure. We are really kicking off our Purple Angel business training. And right now we have 24 businesses from downtown in Navarino who have either had the training or have signed up for the training. So it's really exciting. That is the training that helps to understand what dementia is and what are some tips in your whatever business it is to be able to help individuals who maybe walk into your business and are a little confused or need some assistance. And then Casey can talk about the dementia friends part.
I just want to ask on the businesses, do you invite the churches? A lot of churches down mm-hmm. here. I would think that would be a place maybe where they should learn or at least be comfortable with people who may approach.
Yep. We're working with that. The businesses or churches, some of the nonprofits down here.
Right.
The coffee shops,
right.
The bookstores. It's just a great group of making sure that we can find kind of a safety net. As many of the locations that people might interact with downtown or in Navarino, that we can give them some tips, tricks, resources to know where to refer someone if they walk in and they're having help, how to get them connected with maybe non-emergency police if they can't find their car or mm-hmm. seem confused, the resources at the ADRC. It's just a wonderful program. And then for churches, not only for the staff do we do the Purple Angel, but that's where Dementia Friends comes in.
If I could just jump in on one thing, just for the listeners from like Oshkosh, different place. When you say Navarino, you mean the Navarino district in Green Bay, not the town of Navarino.
Correct.
I mean, just
yes.
To, yeah.
And what's really great, too, we're focusing today on our downtown neighborhood project, but we in Brown County, we offer the same trainings to anyone in Brown County who want from within our group. And in every one of our counties, we have similar programs. So if you're in Oshkosh, there is Purple Angel training and Dementia Friends and training that you can contact us and we'll get you in contact with the right people.
Terrific. Oh, tell us about the neighborhood.
Yeah, so we did our first two trainings downtown at the library. My husband and I did those, and they were wonderful. We had smaller groups, which I think is really nice to spend some time and really get to mm-hmm. go through everything and have people ask questions and engage. So we did our very first trainings there. There was a training at the ADRC for neighbors, and you know, we kind of wanted to talk about if you have a full building of people downtown or in Navarino, you know, you're in an apartment building. We can come do a large group training. We don't have to do it. You know, you don't have to come to us. We will come to you. And the same thing if you have a group of friends in Navarino or downtown and you all want to get together and do it at the same time, we'll come to you and get that taken care of.
So we use the word training. What is training? Like what would I learn if I went to that?
That's a great question. We like to also call it an information session. I know that training can be a little bit overwhelming, but really we talk about, you know, it starts from the basics. What is dementia? What do you need to understand about the disease? What sort of things should you be recognizing that someone with dementia cannot do that someone without dementia can? Mm-hmm. And how do you best adjust your behavior to interact with them in a way that's positive for each individual in that interaction?
Hey, you mentioned something just a second ago, a little bit, and I didn't want to interrupt, but you said about if somebody comes into a business and they can't find their car. Mm-hmm. I was talking with someone about that, and that is like one of the first signs sometimes where mm-hmm. everything seems fine and they cannot find their car.
Yeah, and like handling money can be really challenging too. So like if somebody's having difficulty counting out money, that could be a sign. And I think one of the things both of these information system training, whatever we want to call them, both of them really focus on the resources. And I think that's one of the greatest treasures is knowing there's help out there. Mm-hmm. Like the Alzheimer's Association has a 24 hours a day, 7 days a week helpline that's available to anyone who's dealing with someone with dementia or yourself, and you have questions, you need help, situations. And a lot of people don't know about the Aging and Disability Resource Center and our dementia care specialists, who are like the greatest treasure of resource mm-hmm. That's free and waiting to help people.
Mm-hmm. And dementia, that's what I'm looking for, but that's kind of a growing market. I mean, I don't know how to word that better than...
Or so much more awareness of it, I awareness. Think. I think a lot mm-hmm. of people probably had it years ago, okay. and nobody knew what it was. It's just, well, grandpa's getting old or whatever type of things.
Absolutely. But it is growing because we're aging. So in Wisconsin, we're an aging state. And in Brown County, we're an aging county. So the more people who are older adults who are living longer, the more people there are that have dementia, which is that umbrella term for all the things like you might hear Alzheimer's or Lewy bodies or Parkinson's related dementia. It's kind of that umbrella that encompasses all diseases that relate to that cognition and your ability to memory and to be able to do things.
You can't believe, whenever I read obituaries of former pro football players, mm-hmm. you can't believe it'll just say like at the end sometimes, just so you know, he passed away in the comfort and care, whatever. And then it'll be donations to Alzheimer's, donations to dementia. It's mind-boggling how many former pro football and even college football players, and I know they're doing studies with CTE and everything like that, yep. but there's mm-hmm. got to be some kind of a link, don't you think?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. I think they have linked it yeah. scientifically. And I think, you know, people believe that memory loss is a natural part of aging, and it's not. You know, it's not part of the aging process. So it's important to understand what sort of things to recognize early, because we know that things are happening in our brain. You know, dementia is present long before we actually see the outward signs of it. You know, before we see someone lose their car keys or not be able to find their car. And the more informed we all are, the sooner we can start treating it with the medications that we have, interventions, you know, any diet changes, whatever it might be that your physician recommends. But the sooner all of us recognize it in people around us, the quicker we can treat it and the better the quality of life for that
person.
If
you don't mind, I'm going to put Todd, that you're kind of a, you know, first person witness to this happening.
Well, I think for me, knowing that there's a 1-800 number out there for Alzheimer's, that could have changed my dad's life, because when he got lost, he went out to make a 2-mile, 3-mile drive and ended up on the other side of the state, right? Mm-hmm. And people were trying to help him, but nobody knew where to go, right? They were yep. trying to give him directions, but they knew something wasn't right. They didn't know where to go. They called police, and police said, well, there's not a silver alert out there, so we can't really do anything about it, kind of thing. If more people had known, hey, these services are out there, just make a phone call, right. He may possibly still be around.
Yeah.
Great point.
And I think that's the whole purpose of our initiative, is the education and learning about the safety net and those things out there so that we can all help each other and make sure that people are as safe as possible.
That's awesome. The businesses, I don't want to overreact, because I think, I know you said that getting old doesn't mean that you get forgetful. And I think that's a true statement. I mean, I think my mom was 92, that she's as sharp as can be. But so that people don't overreact, you know, like I don't know where I parked my car. You know, that's happened to me. You go, especially when you go to parking ramps, you park in the, but do you teach them or educate them on, you know, when to make a phone call? And how does that work?
That's a great question. Yeah, we talk a lot about the interaction piece. Right. You know, how do you best approach this person, and one, not overreact, because it could just be, I've lost my car in parking ramps many a time. So that's a very normal thing to happen. And we don't want to say that if you forget something, suddenly you have dementia. You know, those two things are not, we're certainly not saying that. But we also want to talk, we talk about how not to scare someone in case they are someone who has dementia. Right. You know, that kind of confusion piece when they realize they don't know what's going on, if they're coming in and out of that lucidity, that's really scary. And then there's a stranger there telling them, you know, we'll help you find your car. And it's like, well, I don't even remember losing my car, yeah. You know? And I think that, especially in our dementia friends stuff, the business stuff, we kind of target based on what type of business it is. So Laura and I trained the police department together. So we talked about their particular interactions with citizens in Green Bay and how that might work. And then if you're training a bank, that looks totally different. So we do talk about business specific interactions they're going to have and how they can approach those social interactions.
If I can ask this then, I know it's basically a terminal disease right now, right? Okay. But if there are early signs, is there anything that can be done? Is there any new treatment, any new medication? Is there anything that can, you know, prolong it or delay it or anything like that?
Yeah, there's some excitement that we went like 20 years with nothing new. And then recently we've really had some new breakthroughs. So in the past, I heard people be, and even doctors sometimes, like, oh, I don't know why we should, you know, it's okay. We can just ignore this because there's not treatments. But there are treatments, especially if caught early on. And so those are things that if you're starting to feel like a loved one or yourself is having some memory issues, the Aging and Disability Resource Center actually has brain checkups, and they can do a screen to help you. Like, sometimes it's hard to get into your doctor. We really think you should go to your doctor, but the ADRC is very available, and you can call their phone number, which is 920-448-4300. So that's 920-448-4300, and they can get you connected with specialists who can help you do that assessment.
Didn't our president take that assessment and did really, really well on it? I read some of the questions, I don't want to make light of that. I think it's good that if you are feeling that you're missing something, and maybe you don't even want to tell people to go and take that, that may help, right? Mm-hmm. But the ADRC offers that test, but you would recommend to go to your physician?
Yes. I think you really need to be having those open communication with your physician, your medical professional, and letting them know if you're starting to see some things. It's really good because there are some other things as you age that can impact your memory, and they're very treatable. So it's good to really get that diagnosis and know what you're dealing with. And then to get that support, there's support groups and other things that are out there to really wrap around and help the caregiver and family and the person living with dementia.
You know, I saw one of the questions, true story, Jim, on that the thing. And one of the questions was, can you name the last 9 presidents?
That's what it was.
Yeah. And I thought to myself, ooh, let me sit and think here about having
right.
Yeah. Yeah.
But those two guys have lived through the last 20 presidents. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I know, but you know what I mean?
Though?
It's like,
but no, that is
I see some of the questions they have for that. Yes.
I looked at those questions too.
And, yeah. And I would also, the typical old, I think we're talking about those mini mentals, are different than some of that newer assessments that are being done at the ADRC.
Okay. So. Well, thanks for what you guys are doing. This was awesome. Dementia-friendly neighborhoods. And I want your number again. If people think they may have something they want looked at, or they have a loved one that they want looked at.
Well, I think it's really exciting what you said about the new treatments, the new things to delay. I think that's huge news. Fantastic.
Yep. So 920-448-4300.
Awesome.
Beautiful.
Thank you, guys.
Warren and Casey, you guys are fantastic. Thank you so much for what you do. This is cool.
Yep.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, guys.
Mind on the Mayor, back after this.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With inflation rising at record levels and incomes not keeping pace, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.heat.help.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Welcome back. Thank you very much, Laura Nolan and Casey Kapolinski.
Close enough.
For being in. They do great work. And Todd, I know it's something near and dear to your heart, too, as you mentioned about your dad.
It is, you know. And again, it was just a situation where people didn't know where to turn. If maybe they had a little bit more knowledge. I'm not saying he'd be alive today, but certainly that incident changed the
projection. Or even slowed it down or different things.
Yeah.
Or, you know what would be interesting? Can you get that test like online or anything? I think that'd be kind of interesting if you have some suspicions, maybe a family member or a buddy or a friend or whomever, and they wouldn't want to go to the,
I was kind of asking that, you know your body better than anybody. And if someone's like, I've gotten some issues, I want to take this test confidentially.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think she said you can just go down to ADRC, but you think even something easier than that?
Well, yeah, just at home, or you can just look on the computer and take it.
Well, they had a couple of those questions on that you and I took, but,
That you and I took? What do you mean?
No, with that name the last nine presidents.
Oh, that was a couple other things. Another one was if they give you a time, like, okay, it's 6:52, draw it.
Right, on
the clock. Yeah. Draw the clock where it would be exactly. I might struggle with that, I'll be honest with you.
People couldn't do that, I'd be like, ooh.
Yeah, I don't know. But I will say this, though, about losing the cars. They do say that's like the number one thing sometimes, early signs. But there's nobody in America that has lost a car more than me. Well, or you and me after the Green Bay game last week.
Right.
We couldn't find the car.
We couldn't find the car.
Guys, we got a test
Let's
for
go
you
take
later
the
on.
Test, right?
That'll
right.
Be, you know what the worst thing in the world is? And this actually happened to me one of the first times. I was at the place I loved that you knocked down, Port Plaza Mall.
Right.
Okay. When you're on the wrong level.
Which was at like not even close to square foot sales. But anyway. Yeah,
whatever. When you're on the wrong level and you're.
That's tough.
Oh my gosh. Just trying to find how do I get. Because you can see it like through the fence or whatever.
Yeah.
How do I get to that level? That is the. When you're lost in a parking ramp, that's the worst.
That's why I tore it down.
That's why you tore it down. Okay. That's why you tore it down? Okay. All right. Good to know. Thank you for
that. But I think that's cool that we're finally getting ahead of something.
Yeah, that's what I mean. That's why I want to ask that question.
We're such a reactive country.
I know.
We put all this money you spend on healthcare. It's like 2 cents out of every dollar goes to, proactive, and everything goes to after the fact. And this is cool that they're really trying to get their arms around dementia and early on in training neighbors. What an awesome thing. Small businesses.
I think it's fantastic.
She also mentioned sometimes doctors kind of blow it off. Right. And I've had that. I've had that conversation with my doctor. Here's my history with my family. I'm worried about it. Right. You're kind of young. Give me a different answer.
Is it passed on? Is it generational?
It can be.
If it's hereditary, we were talking before the show.
What?
About Trump.
What?
Trump.
Oh, that, yeah. I read that story last night.
Yeah.
The big thing about his dad, who had it really, really bad.
So I don't know.
But they wouldn't admit to it, it sounded like.
Well, I don't think people.
You don't want people to know that, right?
Exactly. I mean, that's right. The thing. Yeah, that's exactly.
And especially back in the day, that was real hush-hush.
Absolutely.
My grandfather and grandmother had it. My dad had it.
Now I realize my grandma had it. Not even a question. We just thought senility. That's all they ever said.
Yep.
Senile.
Yep.
And that was, you know, and she was acting like a completely different person.
And my family blamed it on, my grandpa was in World War I. So they blamed it on that. He was gassed in the war and all that kind of stuff.
Wow, no kidding. I never knew that, Todd.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't it funny when you think about this? It's like, you know, we think we're at our worst now with wars and with whatever. But, I mean, they were blinding people intentionally in World War I with that gas. I mean, just setting out there to blind people. Isn't that crazy? That's unbelievable. Unbelievable. World War I was so much worse than people realize. It's incredible.
There's some pretty bad stuff going on right now.
No, I know. I understand that. But the problem is with England especially, where they had these generals who were literally trained in cavalry. I mean, horses, cavalry. That's how they were trained. And then all of a sudden, somebody invented a little thing called the machine gun.
Right.
Well, they had the same strategy. We get all these guys and we charge them.
Yeah.
And they just got mowed down. I mean, the Gatling gun, the man that invented the Gatling gun, my gosh, it's unbelievable. Did you ever see the movie The War Wagon? I've always been fascinated with Gatling guns. There's one in the war. Remember that, Kirk Douglas?
Yeah.
The movie The War Wagon?
I don't know what a Gatling gun, but no. Yeah.
No?
Okay. That was your thing?
Yeah. Gatling guns. They're amazing. They're still used. They used to still be used in some planes in Vietnam. They called Puff the Magic Dragon, or they called him Snoopy. And they had all these Gatling guns set up. And they said when they did in training, they would go over like a football field and like, there'd be a bullet hole in like every foot of that entire football field from like one pass. Wow. It's just like incredible the firepower they would have. Yes. So, yeah.
But this dementia, I think it's great. I hope all counties, she said that Winnebago, Outagamie County, they have these dementia places that you can call and because you take care of it now, at least you can manage it.
I agree. Maybe that's exactly it. Yep. No, but I think that's great what she brought up then, that Laura brought up. Is that they are, making some big strides now towards it.
Yeah.
You know, but it's, but I'm serious though. You can't believe, because, I've got that weird fixation on old quarterbacks. And when I read up on them, whatever happened to so-and-so, you can't believe how many times it was, Alzheimer's or brain traumatic injuries or different things like that.
Has the NFL done enough?
I think
how far is too far?
I know.
Do you lose the game?
I remember I did a story with Gary Kniffel, the old Packer, who's passed away. Oh, yeah. And it was because he was fine, because the guys before 1959 weren't getting hardly anything from the NFL.
Right.
Okay, from the players. He was more upset in some ways with the Players Association, because they were the ones that could split the pie, and they weren't getting. And these, these guys were getting, late 70s, 80s, mid 80s from that era before 1959. And Gary said, I got a feeling the NFL and the players pretty much just want us all to die and fade away. And then they don't have to worry about it anymore.
Oh.
And I'll never forget that. And it was ESPN picked it up and put it on like their website or everything. And it was a big thing. It was a very dramatic statement for somebody to make.
We got to be cognizant of what's going on, though, in the world, right? I mean, she said that Wisconsin's aging, right? We have,
one of the most aging populations there is.
I mean, we learned in Mayor School, when you're selling more adult diapers than baby diapers, you better.
Well, you know what? Wisconsin's one of those states, so let's be honest. Like, Archer, I mean, maybe the newer generations are going to move to the Floridas or the Arizonas or whatever. But
they stay.
But they stay. That generation of older people here, they've still got their same house. So it's like the World War II veterans I've always. They got their cottage. They got their house. They don't need anything else.
They got the coffee shop.
They got their favorite place to go. Yep.
And they got Mine on the Mayor.
Exactly. Oh, my God. Reminder, listen in after 7 o'clock for the keyword for the Texan wins.
That's right.
Spring. Yep. So
it's a big deal. When we come back, we're talking about what's going on at the Meyer Theater. Matt Gable will be joining us. Back after this. Heart sweats, body shakes.
Broadcasting from the City Deck Studios on North Washington Street, the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Hey everybody, Todd Allball here, noon to 2 on Thursday. Our old friend and author, Chris Pauls, on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Get 0% interest for up to 3 years at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. I'm Gina Della from Pella. Pella's free in-home consultations make replacing or redesigning your windows and doors easy. We go beyond just measuring and handing you a quote by listening and educating you on all of your product options. And with DesignWorks, you can see what your home will look like before you buy. Order by March 31st, you get 0% interest for up to 3 years. Set your free consultation at PellaWI.com.
Certain restrictions apply.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.